It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman. Of course, Judy joins us on a Thursday morning. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Powered Diet, serotoninpowereddiet.com, the Journal of a Duck Midwife, and Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS. And we welcome in Dr. Judy Wortman this morning. I almost said Dr. Zellman.
Well, that's good.
Thank you.
You can take credit for being anybody. Hello.
Hi. It's okay. Should I quack? No, it's all right.
You can quack. You could. You can do anything you want. This is
well. Okay, then I'll discuss. I'll discuss what we're planning to talk about today, which is the other side of visiting, having guests visit you during the summer months because they decided they want to get out of their own habitat and the cost of travel and hotel bills and gas is so high that why not take advantage of a friendship and stay at your house rather than having to also pay hotel or inn charges. I mean, it's a situation where, gee, I think we may be in Maine for a couple of days on such and such a weekend, and can we stay at your in your house in your guest room? And of course, you, the host, are probably taken by surprise, but you capitulate, obviously, because these are your friends or your family. You say, of course. And then, according to articles all over the Internet, the stress begins. And the interesting thing, Jill, is that you look on the Internet, and people have these horror stories of having house guests who are totally demanding or leave a mess or stay up late at night or get up too early in the morning or insist that you go to the nearest supermarket to buy their favorite gourmet food, which they forgot to bring, or whatever. The list goes on and on and on, and the happy situation occurs. And the happiness occurs only when you sort of stand in the driveway and wave goodbye as your house guest leaves. But the other side of this whole coupling, house guest and house and host, is that house guests also can be stressed. And the curious thing is I found nothing written about that at all. And yet anybody who's been a house guest knows that there comes a point when there's sort of balance between being as accommodating as possible and maybe feeling somewhat put upon, or you're very happy to accept the room that has been offered to you as a guest room, and then you realize, as we did a few years ago, that the people, our hosts, had obviously never slept in that bed, which was lumpy and hard and difficult to get comfortable on, had never used the pillows, which are sort of a little bit old and musty, and never bothered putting shades in the window which up against which the bed was pushed, so that at 5:15 in the morning, we were in the east coast of Maine, where the sun rises very early. The sun was simply shining on our pillow as if it was a spotlight, and that was the end of our sleep, because the host had never put in shades. Why would they? They'd never been in that room at night or during the daytime. So the guests are sort of hostages in a way. I mean, willingly hostages. They didn't have to go. But they're hostages to the lifestyle of their host. I mean, if their host wants to go for a long walk or wants to sit around reading a newspaper or wants to do nothing or insists upon traveling someplace in a car when you just like to sit by the beach, you are the person who has to be accommodating because you are just the guest. If you find yourself in a situation where the foods that are served in the household are simply incompatible with your own tastes and you really don't want to make a fuss, then what you do is sort of nibble around what you can eat and perhaps make a suggestion that perhaps that you would like to sort of go by the nearby supermarket, if there is one, and pick up foods that you really like. What I'm saying is there's sort of a tension, as well as, you know, a happy relationship between being a house guest and being the host. And you have to know what you're going to get into. And I think that, you know, the more you do it, the more you realize that you have to take some steps to make yourself less stressed. I mean, if you're traveling by car, take what you need. Take your pillows. Take, you know, something to wear over your eyes so that you can sleep late if the sun rises too early and there are no shades. If you really do follow a special diet, stop on the way and bring your, you know, at a supermarket and bring your food in a cooler and just simply say you didn't want to bother your host, but this is what you eat, rather than find yourself in a situation where you're finding yourself hungry because you can't eat the foods or perhaps finding that your cholesterol or lipid levels have gone up because the foods are so high in fat. And the other thing to do is to be as gracious as possible and as accommodating as possible in suggesting that you take the host out to dinner, that you perhaps arrange for some kind of entertainment so that you find it's not a burden on your host to entertain you, that you give your host some time alone so that you don't have to feel that you're not, you don't feel that you have to be entertained. But on the other hand, you also can do something on your own. I mean, the nice thing about visiting friends or family in a home is that it is a home, and you really do have the kind of relationship that you can't get in a hotel or an inn or a cruise or what have you. But and it has wonderful long-term positive effects. When one remembers the lovely visits one's had with family or friends, when you're simply sitting outside, you know, reading the newspaper or taking a walk or going together to discover something that you hadn't discovered on your own, you, the host. And the memories really can certainly outlast some of these stresses and the trivial nuisances that you encounter as a house guest. But the point is, if you understand what you're getting into and you take some kind of steps to make sure that your accommodations meet your standards, even though your host may not, I think you probably can have a very happy visit.
And I think that it is, this one is interestingly tricky because each side is responsible for it, and each side is complicit. And, you know, I definitely remember a phone call when I was very, you know, decades ago, and I'm sure I've told this story. A friend's friend was coming from Germany, and the friend wondered if she could stay.
Right.
And I said, for how long? And she said, 6 weeks.
Oh.
And I said, absolutely not. But I was the only one of my friend. By the way, of the people that I knew at the same time, I was the only one who told people not to come. There is some sort of, you know, yes disease when you can't host or you can't accommodate or life isn't that, instead of saying yes and then being miserable, and this cuts both ways. You know, you need to be able to say, well, I can keep her for a couple of days, but then, or, you know, this is a terrible time right now. I've got a puppy who's, you know, just been spayed. My child's got the whatchamacallit, and it's not going to work. And it has to start there because.
But then on the other hand, Jill, think of the house guest who if the house guest was allowed to stay, then that person would have to accommodate to everything going on in your household. Obviously, the guest is getting a place to stay for nothing.
But there's a warning.
It should contribute to some of the expenses that person is increasing. But that person also is in a difficult situation because he or she is vulnerable to your lifestyle, to what you want, to your wakings and going to sleep. Do you stay up late at night, or do you go to sleep early? You know, is it banging in the kitchen at 6 a.m. when the person normally likes to sleep till 9? So it does work both ways, and you wonder, why would a house guest put himself or herself in that position for
exactly
6 weeks?
And so what all I'm advocating, and I understand both sides, because it can be wildly miserable for the guest who then has to, but if a little communication at the beginning, instead of just, you know, gritting your teeth and saying, oh, yes, it's summer and I live in a nice place, so I have to be hostly, you know, is relevant. You know, so if you say to the person, okay, and I've done this before, and this has also been, you know, comical to me. I've warned people that it's like, okay, well, we get up pretty early around here and blah, blah. Oh, I'll come anyway. And then they just... Okay, but then when they start... Am I allowed to say... When they start grumbling, I'll use that, but I was going to use a totally different term, about how uncomfortable they are, I was like, go. Thank you for coming. You were warned. Adios.
That's, you know, you make a very, very good point. And as a matter of fact, we found ourselves in a situation where we really were uncomfortable, and I think we made some excuse for leaving because we just could not, Yeah. It was at that time, and we just could not sleep. And I said, it was just sort of annoying, because I knew that our host had never been in that room except maybe twice a year to change the sheets.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll just say that I've progressed too far in my life. I've come from living in my parents' household to having my own one-bedroom apartment that had the kitchen, everything went in one room, to then living with a series of roommates in just outside of Woodstock, New York, and then to being married and living with families and everything like that. And I have finally reached nirvana where it's me and my animals and nobody else.
But on the other side, why would you as a house guest choose, forgetting about the money, because let's say you had the money to stay in a hotel or wherever, why would you put yourself in the position, if you know you're going to be stressed, to stay with somebody else? You know, if you know that you get up at night and you sleep poorly and you wander around the house, well, how are you going to accommodate to being in somebody else's home? Well, you can't just wander around. Or you really do need a certain kind of mattress of firmness or softness or what have you. Well, then you should prepare yourself for being stressed because you're not going to get that accommodation, or don't do it. And actually, I think you make a very good point. You don't have to be a house guest any more than you have to be a host.
That's it. We'll leave it there.
Okay. Everybody have a happy summer.
You too. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy, of course, every Thursday morning right here on Robin Hood Radio and also at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.